Think for yourself. Be a leader, not a follower. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Be kind.
We raise our children on a steady diet of idealism. Quotes plastered on classroom walls, moral lessons wrapped in bedtime stories. Words meant to shape us into thoughtful, compassionate people. But beneath the surface of all of that positivity, a different lesson is being taught. Not through words, but through tone, through behavior, through contradiction. We're told to think for ourselves, but punished when we do. Told to lead, but only in the direction we're pushed. Told to be kind, unless kindness makes waves. Then come the other messages.
Children should be seen and not heard, because I said so. Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
And so, we learn to obey, to conform, to survive, to follow the rules while silently choking on the contradictions. But deep down, many carry a silent promise.
When I grow up, I won't be like them.
Question authority. In a world where everything is commercialized, politicized, polarized, where human decency is framed as weakness and cruelty performs better than compassion, holding on to the values we were taught, but rarely shown, becomes an act of rebellion. Be the change you want to see in the world. Empathy is radical. Independent thought is resistance. Inclusion is power. Love and kindness, they're not trends. They're revolution.